The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abu Lechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Daf He. Today's Daf is being studied. Amin Ishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ru Hashem Tinihan, Began Eden, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Dalet Amud Bet, and we are on the bottom line. Tanu Rabbana. Bright at Yinema Monot Bishlosha. So we said that when you're dealing with monetary cases, Bishlosha, so you have three judges. V'im hayam mumche l'rabim. But if the judge is called mumche l'rabim, he's an expert judge. Dan afilu yehidi. So then already he's even able to judge alone. As she says, Dichtiv. Betzedek tishpot, like we saw earlier, there's a pasuk that says betzedek tishpot et amitecha. That's talking about one judge. Vekasabar en kan eruv parashiyot. Remember, we learned there's a subject called eruv parashiyot. It says three judges: Elohim, 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 vegezelot and habalot. So we wanted to say that just like it says three judges over here, we want to apply three judges to hodaot and halvaot and all other cases. You don't know the Aruf Parashiyot, so then by Hoda'ot and Halva'ot, by cases of loans, you can even get away with one. If he's a Mumheh, which means three is you need, with Rabbanan. But if you want to have a Yahid Mumheh, expert judge, which I don't know what an expert judge is, we'll see what expert judge means. But if he's a Mumheh, he's okay also. Amar of Nahman, Kegon Ana, he says, somebody like me. Dan Dine Mamonot Bihidi. I could do it alone. The Khen Amar Bihiya. Kigon Ana. Dan Dine Mamonot Bihidi. So these are the caliber of rabbis. If you like Rav Nahman, if you like Rav Hiya, so you could go alone. So what I want to know. Ibaya lihu. Kigon Ana. When he said like me, like I, Digamirna Visavirna. Well, first of all, Gemirna, I have a lot of halachot that I learned from my rabbi, so I know a lot of knowledge. V'savirna, and I know how to give sevara. I mean, not any mumheh. First of all, he has to have a lot of halachot that he learned from his rabbi. And then he has to know how to apply the halachot. That's sevara. Kegon ana means gemirna, v'savirna, v'nakitna reshuta. Oh, and I got permission from the Resh Galut. Bevel, the chief rabbi, they would call him the Resh Galuta. In English, they call him the Exilach, meaning he was the chief. So maybe there's a rule that says you can't just dan yehidi. You got to go to the chief rabbi, the Resh Galut, and you got to get permission from the Resh Galut. Aval lo nakit reshuta, but maybe if you don't get permission, dine la dina doesn't count. His din is not a din. The Hadush is saying it now. Or Dilma, or maybe no. Afagav delo nakit reshuta, dine dina. Or maybe you don't got to get reshut. Maybe if you're a yahid mumheh, you have the knowledge, and you have the sivara, that's enough. So that's the Gemara's question. To be dan yahidi, you have to get permission from the Resh Galut. So Gemara is going to bring one proof to solve this problem. Tashema. Demor zutra bered Rav Nachman. Dan dina v'ta'a. Oh, Morzutra bered Rav Nachman. He judged alone and he made a mistake. It happens sometimes. The dayan makes a mistake. Instead of saying he has to pay, he said the reverse. Atale kamed Rav Yosef. So what now? What does he do? He came in front of Yosef. Amar le im kibeluch alayu lo tishalim. If the litigants accepted you as the bottom line, whether you make a mistake or not, then you don't have to pay. Which means, did they accept you? Did they say, listen, Rabbi, we want you to do it. No matter what you say, we're going to accept. Right or wrong? If they told you that, then you don't have to pay. The ilah, but if they didn't accept even your mistakes, if they said, Rabbi, we want you to give us din emet. If you make a mistake, we're not accepting it. Zil shelim. Okay, then you got to go and compensate. Now, he didn't tell them. Now, the assumption in the Gemara is that Mor Zutra did not get permission from the Resh Galut. That's the assumption. Now, he didn't tell him, the rabbi, well, you didn't get permission, do over. Doesn't count at all. He told him, no, the judgment is a judgment. You just have to make reparations because of your mistake. From the fact that he didn't tell him, do over, what do you learn from this? Shma minna ki lo nakit reshuta. Then even if you don't get permission, dina shma minna. That's the proof. Because again, he didn't get permission. What did the rabbi tell him? If they accepted you, no problem, beautiful. If they didn't accept your mistakes, so then already you got to compensate. Why didn't he just tell them, hey, listen, you didn't get permission from the Resh Galut. Whatever you did doesn't count. Go home and they go home. Start over again. Ela must be that when you don't get permission from the Resh Galut, the deen is a deen. The Hiddush is, if you get permission from the Resh Galut, then even your mistakes are okay. You don't got to pay nothing no matter what. You're protected.
So,
yes, there's definitely a difference. But you see, the deen is a deen. The deen is a deen. If you get permission from the Resh Galut, you're covered. Insurance. No matter what you say, of course you have to be, it can be reckless. Whatever you say, you're covered. But if you don't get permission, then it depends. Did they accept your mistakes? If they did, you don't have to pay. If they didn't accept you, then you're okay. Amar Rav. Hai man, de ba'ele medan dina. A guy wants to judge a case. Ve'ita'a mev'ele miftera. And he wants to be covered. If he makes a mistake, the judge wants to cover himself. If he makes a mistake, what should he do? Like we just said, let him go get permission from the Resh Galut. Okay, so that's easy Gemara. Now the Gemara goes into a new point. The Gemara's new point is like this. You had two systems, two courts, two sets of hachamim. You had Chachmei Bavel, and you had Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, you had the Resh Galut. In Eretz Yisrael, you have the Nasi. They're both yeshivot. Now, we want to know, it's obvious, if I want to judge in Bavel, and I get permission from the Resh Galut, no problem, I'm covered in Bavel. Or vice versa. I want to go judge in Eretz Yisrael. I get permission from the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael, I'm covered in Eretz Yisrael. Now, again, what I want to know, going over the border, if I get permission in Israel, does that allow me to judge in Bavel? Or if I get permission in Bavel, does that let me to judge in Eretz Yisrael? Which means domestic, everybody agrees. Bavel to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, no problem. Once you go over the border, that's the Shaila. So Gemara says, Peshita, Mehacha, Lehacha. That means from Bavel to Bavel. Mehatam, Lehatam. That's from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, domestic. Not only that, Umeacha, actually there's a bet over there, the bet isn't erased, so leave that parenthesis. Umeacha lehatam, which means, even from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it's also okay. If you get permission from the Resh Galut in Bavel, you're okay in Israel. You're covered to judge in Eretz Yisrael. Mehanin. Why? Why? It seems Bavel is stronger than Eretz Yisrael. Dehacha Shevet. Bavel, the rabbis are called Shevet. Vehatam in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis are called Mechokek. Mechokek are like the legislators, the ones that make the laws. Shevet is the ones holding the stick. It's mashma, there's more power in the one that holds the stick than the one that just makes the laws. How do you know that they're called Shevet and they're called Mechokek? Kedetanya. Lo yasur shevet mihuda. When Yaakov blessed his son, what did he say? Lo yasur shevet mihuda. You're Yehuda, from you is going to come shevet. What shevet? Elu rashe galuyot shebavel. That's the leaders, the achamim in Bavel, shirudim et Yisrael beshevet. They judge, they rule the Jewish people with a stick, meaning with force. Umchokek meben raglav, and the mechokek, elu bene banav shel Hillel. Those are the children of Hillel, Shemelamedim Torah Berabim. Those are the rabbis of Israel. They're good rabbis. They teach Torah and Rabbim. They have a lot of students. But what? They're not Shevet. Now, what is the halachic difference? So that's semantic. You're called Shevet, you're called Mechokek. That's very nice. So Rashi explains this, not semantics here. There's Nafkamina. Look at Rashi. Shevet, Lashon Sirara. It's also a Lashon of Sirara, of power. V'yesh lem reshut lehafkir. Dehefkir bedin hefkir. That's what Shevet means. Shevet is not just the name, oh, you powerful people. They had the ability, the batei dinim in Bavel, hefkir bedin hefkir. They come along and say, that money belongs to this person, this money belongs to that. Heard me, you take the money from where? Hefkir bedin hefkir. They're able to make a person's property, like eminent domain. They can take the property from one person and give it to somebody else. So therefore, no question, if you went to the rabbi in Bavel, the chief rabbi, the Resh Galut, and he gave you a paper, I give you permission to judge Bihidi, and then you go to Eretz Yisrael with that license, you're okay. Because you're coming from the power of Bavel. And Bavel has a power that what? Even if the judge makes a mistake. So what? Hefkir Bedin Hefkir. Bedin says, hey, you had no right. Don't worry. I have a right over here because the Bavel rabbis gave me the license and they have a power to take money from one guy to give it away to another person. The Sheila is the opposite. Yamara says, Sheila is the opposite. Mehatam Lehacha. Let's say you get a license from the chief rabbi of Israel, from the Nasi in Israel, does that allow you to go to Bavel and judge? That's the she'ila. Does it work vice versa? May. So Gemara says, Tashema. Come, we'll bring you the ayah. Baruch atah Adonai, Yerukenu Melech Haolam, Shekoyenu Baruch. Amen. Rabba Bar Hanna, Dan Dina Veta'a. Oh, he judged in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba Bar Hanna was from Eretz Yisrael. He judged in Bavel, came to Bavel, and he made a mistake in the judgment. Ata lekamed Rabbi Chiya. So he came in front of Chiya. So Amar le, ikabaluch alayu lo teshalim. Same rules. If they accepted you, you're okay. You don't got to pay. If they accepted, even if you make a mistake, you're covered. The ila zil shilim, and if not, then you got to pay out of your own pocket. Oh, v'haraba bar Hanna reshuta v'nakit, and we know Rabba Bar Hanna, he was in Bavel, but he got permission from the rabbis of Eretz Israel. Shma minna mehatam lehacha lo mehane. You see what? It doesn't work. The permission doesn't work. Shema mina, why? Because if the permission worked, he should have told them, even if you make a mistake, you're covered, because you got the license from Eretz Yisrael. He didn't tell them that. He told them, you made a mistake. If they didn't accept upon themselves your mistake, you got to pay from your pocket. He should have told them back, what do you mean? I'm covered. I got permission from the Nasi. No, permission from the Resh Galut covers you from mistakes. But permission from the Nasi, from Bavel, doesn't cover you from mistakes. So you see, that the rabbis of Bavel, in this sense, was stronger than the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara gives a question. Vela mehane. It doesn't work. Veha rabba baravuna. Another rabbi, rabba baravuna. Ki havam minse bahade de beresh geluta. He was fighting with the Resh Galut. There was a little politics between him and the Resh Galut of Bavel. Amar, so he told the Resh Galut, Lav minaychu nakitna reshuta. Hey, listen, I don't need you. I'm not working because you gave me permission. Nakitna reshuta me'abba mari. I'm working because I got simicha and permission from my father. Ve'abba mari merav. And my father got from Rav. So what do you see over here? The rabbi, Rabba Bar Avuna, was saying, I don't need you. Already I got simicha, I got the license from Eretz Yisrael. So you see what it sounds like? That if a rabbi was in Bavel, that got his license from Eretz Yisrael, he's good. Otherwise, what was he telling the Resh Galut? He was telling, do I need you? I don't need you, I'm good from Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mefashim explained what happened over here was, he did get a license from Bavel, and he got a license from Eretz Yisrael. He got a dual license. But what? The Resh Galut was dominating over Rabba Bar Avuna. So he said, without me you have nothing. So he told him, what do I need you for? I mean, I have your paper, but I don't need your paper. I got a paper ready from... And he didn't want to be under the influence of Teresh Galut. So he's telling him, I'm good for Esau. But what do you see? He held that Esau is enough. So Yavara says, Bimbilta de alma hu de okim lehu. So he knew really that he needs the paper from Teresh Galut. But he was just telling him words that he didn't want to subjugate himself to. He didn't want to give too much recognition to the Teresh Galut, because otherwise he's going to be under his, he's going to control him. So therefore, he knew he needed him. But he was just giving him words. He said, well, what do I need you for? I got it from Israel. Don't learn halakha from there. Really, he needed the rabbi from Babel. He just wanted to be under less dominance, that the guy shouldn't control him so much. So he told him, what do you mean? I need your paper. I have a paper from Israel. But really, he needed his paper. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah. Really, a rabbi in Babel, if he just has a paper from Israel, doesn't protect him. He's just trying to show. We're all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. He says, we have Simicha all the way down the line from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's trying to show him, I have clout without you. I have clout without you. But really, the Gemara is holding, he needed the Teresh Galut. Okay, next story. So the Gemara says, V'chi me'achal de'lo mehaneh. Now we go back. You're telling me that what? Lo mehane. It doesn't help. Rabba barhana reshuta denakat lamali. Go back to the previous story. There was a rabbi, Rabba barhana. What did he say? He got permission from the rabbi in Israel. And we said, rabbi in Israel for Bavel doesn't help. So what did he get permission for then? If you tell me anyway it doesn't help, so why get the paper? Why get the license? If it doesn't help for Bavel. So the Gemara says, it does help for something. For the cities that are on the border. The cities that are on the border of Babel and Eretz Israel, that already, it's like Eretz Israel. Because you're there, you're on the border. So he took his license, even though he knew he was going to Babel. In Babel proper, the license is not going to help him. If he makes a mistake, he's going to have to pay from his own pocket. But at least if he's on the border, cities over there, if he ever gets a case, the lights over there protects him. That she says, Allah Gibulin Hanim Shachot Ahar Eretz Israel. Those border cities, they follow the minhag of Eretz Israel. So therefore, even though it's the Chutz La'aretz, you're under the jurisdiction of Eretz Israel. Now the Gemara says, Mai Reshuta. What does it mean, license? What does it mean, Reshut? What did he get? What did they tell him? So he says, Kiavan, now he gives you the story. Kiavan achit Rabba Barhana le Babel. When Rabba Barhana was going out to Babel, Amar le Rabbi Hiya le Rabbi. So Rabbi Hiya tells Rabbi, Ben Achi Yored le Babel. Now Rabbi was in Israel. So he says, my nephew, it's coming down to Babel. Again, get the family history, because the Gemara's make a big deal of this here. You have Rabbi Hiya, and his nephew is Rabba Bar Hana. So Rabbi Hiya tells Rabbi Nua Kadosh, my nephew, Ben Achi, how does he his nephew? My brother's son is coming down to Babel. Yore, can he say halachot in Yore De'ah? Yore, can he give rulings? So Rabbeinu said, Yore, him simicha. Yore, yeah, Yore, let him give rulings. So he told him, Yore is like an Isur Veheter, you know, milk and meat, questions like that. Can he give rulings? Yes. Yadin, can he give rulings in Hoshem Mishpat? Which means yadin, judgments, rulings like that. Anyone have to pay? Anyone have to pay? So he told them, yadin, no problem.
He got permission.
So he tells them, yatir bechorot. Can he even be matir bechorot? I'll explain to you what that means. He tells them, yatir, no problem, yatir. Now watch. Bechorot is the Inyan the firstborn animal as Kedusha. You got to bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen takes it, slaughters it in the Azara, brings it to the Qurban, he eats it. It's the Kohen's property. However, the Bechor develops a mum. A mum is a blemish. Obviously, you cannot slaughter it. You have to wait. Sometimes it's a mum over. The mum goes away, so then it's you slaughter it again, and no problem. But sometimes it's a mum kavua. Mum kavua is it's there, it's not going away. And in that case over there, it loses its kedusha. You can slaughter it outside the azara, and you have no problem. That's the heter that we rely on eating animals today. Maybe it's a bechor. When you get a cow, maybe the cow is a bechor. How do you eat it? So they have to wait. In the case of a bechor, they have to wait till it develops a mum kavua, after it makes it a terefa, a mum kavua, and with that they're able to slaughter it and eat it. The question is, it's not so pashut. You need to be an expert to know what's a mum over and what's a mum kavua. There's a lot of, how do you know it's going to heal? Maybe it's not going to heal. Maybe it's permanent. So he told them, can he be matir bechorot? I mean, do you give him the heter to allow bechorot? If he claims that it's a mum, is he going to be accepted? He told them, yatir. No problem. Yatir bechorot. Look at Rashi. Yatir bechorot. Yir'eh bemumin. The im kavuahu. Yatirenu l'shuhato. The biyomed rabbi in the bechot tekana ad shepol b'mum de'har chorban haya. That's it. The only way you could eat it was talking about if it fell on a mum fell. Okay. Now that's the first story. The next story is ki avan achit rav le'babel. Not a story. Rav was going down to Babel. So amale. So he told him. Amma le Rabbi Hayal Rabbi Ben Achoti Yored le Babel. Also he said, my nephew's coming out to Babel. This time he called him Ben Achoti, my sister's son. Yore, can he give Isur Meter Alacho? He told him, Yore. Yadin, can he give rulings? Is he covered? He told him, Yadin. Yatir Bechorot, can he be Matir Bechorot? He told them, Al Yatir. No, Al Yatir. Now, the Gemara says, Mai Shena Lemor de Kakari Ben Ahi, Umai Shena Lemor de Kakari Ben Ahoti.
It's two different kids.
The Gemara wants to know now, technical question. You have Rabbi Hiya, he had two nephews. One nephew was Rabba Bar Hanna, and the other nephew was Rav. One nephew, he says, my brother's son. One nephew, he says, my sister's son. Why does he call one my nephew from my brother? And why does he call one my nephew from my sister? Now you're going to answer what the Gemara says. That's what it is. He called him that because that's what he was. The Gemara knows that. But we have a statement that says we know the family of the Bihiya. We know the brothers and the sisters. Who are the brothers? Ibo, you know who Ibo was? Ibo was Rav's father. So Ibo, Hanna, that's Rabba Bar Hanna, it's Hanna, Shila, Umarta, Bihiya. All these brothers of here, kullihu bene abba bar aha karsela mekapri havu. They're all the sons of Rabaha from Capri. But what do you see from over here? That Rav was his nephew, like Rabba Bar Hanna was his nephew. Rabbi Hiya had a brother, Ibo. Ibo was Rav's father. So therefore, it's his nephew from his brother. Just like Rabba Bar Hanna is his nephew from his brother. Rav Hiya had two brothers. Hanna was a brother and Ibo was a brother. Hanna had Rabba and Ibo had Rav. So Gemara says, why do you say my sister's son? Just say ben Achi, like he said by Rabbi Bar Hanna. So Gemara says, Rav Bar Achu Dehava Bar Achte. He was both. Rav was a nephew from his brother and from his sister. It was his brother's son and it was his sister's son. How? I'll explain to you. Rabba Bar Hana Bar Ahu. But Rabba Bar Hana was only a nephew from his brother, Dela Bar Ahte, that was not the son of his sister. How? So the Mefarshim explain it. Rashi really doesn't tell us too much over here, but the Mefarshim explain it over here. Correct. Which means you had Ravaha, he was the father of the whole family, right? So he had kids. He had one wife, he had kids. His wife died. So he married another lady. That lady brought into the marriage a daughter. She brought into marriage. She married the rabbi and she had a daughter. Okay, beautiful. Now, from that lady was born Rabbi Hiya. Okay? Was born Rabbi Hiya. Now, who married this stepdaughter, we'll call it? Ibo. Ibo, Rav's father, married this, wasn't a sister.
Oh, he brought her in?
She brought her into the marriage. She married Rabaha. She wanted a girl from a different husband. So therefore, Ibo are not related to this. Not from the father, not from the mother. So Ibo, it's not even a stepsister. It's not the same father, not the same mother. It's nothing to him. And therefore, he married that sister. He married that girl. And from that girl, he had Rav. So therefore, Rav is his nephew. That it's his brother's son, Ibo. And it's his sister's son, this girl. So therefore, Rav is actually the nephew of Rav Hiya from his brother Ibo, and from his sister, that girl. Because this girl is Rav Hiya's sister. Because they came from the same, mother. Maternal sister. So therefore, it was the truth. So for some reason, he was nephews on both sides. Meaning he has nephews of Rav and a nephew of the... But since he was a nephew of Rav from the mother's side, also, so he said, "Bar achte, bar achoti, my sister's son." That's one answer. Stam.
Family tree.
I can tell you another reason. You was going into this. I'll give you another reason. Al shem chokhmah. The reason why I called him my sister's son is because he was smarter than the other nephew. And what do we know about wisdom? Shlomo HaMelech says, "Dichtiv, Emor lachokhma, achoti at. Say to the chokhma, you are my sister." Which means Shlomo HaMelech was saying, you have to know chokhma like you know your sister. Just like you know your sister is asur to you. Everybody knows that halakha. Somebody asks you, you mutar to go with your sister? Asur, but die. You have to know the whole Torah like that. Emor lachokhma, achoti at. You have to say to wisdom, you are my sister. I know you like my sister. So therefore, Rav was expert in everything. So to compliment him, he used like a euphemism. It was true that he was Bar Achoto. But he used the Bar Achoto because he was hinting, he's like what Shlomo HaMelech said, Emor lachokhma achotiat. He was much, much greater. He was great, great, great Chacham. That's a compliment he was telling me. So Gemara says, Al yatir bechorot. But still he told him he cannot be matir bechorot. Al yatir, my ta'ama, why not? Ilema mishum de la hakim. If you tell me he's not a hakam, haka amrena de hakim tuba. You just told me he's a hakam, he's great. You just told me, what la chokma akotiat. Ela mishum de lo baki. You have to change that word to baki. The lo baki b'mume, maybe he could be a big hakam, but maybe he wasn't expert in that field. Maybe he didn't know the mum. Maybe he didn't know the blemishes good. So he can be matir. Ve'amarav Rav said about himself, Shemona asa chodashim gadalti etzel ru'e behema. He says, I worked with a, well, I was raised with a herdsman for 18 months. Lida ezimum kabua ve ezimum over. Meaning he spent 18 months of his life learning mumim. I lived with a shepherd, I studied it, I analyzed it. So he knew the law. He knew better than anybody. So Gemara says, Ela lehalek lo kavod de Rabba bar Hanna. To give Rabba bar Hanna a little kavod. Which means Rav Chiya knew when Rav goes to Eretz, when Rav goes to Babe, they're gonna give him kavod because he's Rav. Rabba bar Hanna is not as great. So therefore he wanted to give an advantage to Rabba bar Hanna. When you need a hetin and bechorot, go to Rabba bar Hanna. So therefore, to give kavod to Rabba bar Hanna, Rav's going to get to come on anyway. So therefore, he told him, you cannot be batir bechorot. So therefore, to bolster up Rabba bar Hanna now. Now a person has a she'ila in bechorot, you're going to go to Rav. No. You have to go to Rabba bar Hanna. He's the one that's batir. He could give the answer himself. But out of kavod to Rabba bar Hanna, he gave him a little advantage. The ibayat imah, or could have another answer. Mishum ha gufe, for that reason itself, derav bakia is like baki, bemume tafe, because he was such an expert, because he knew so much about mumim, we were worried. He was worried that what v'sharei mume de lo yadrei inche, his psakim are going to be shocking to the people. The guy's going to bring an animal. The rabbi's going to look at it and say, this mum, kavua, no problem. You could slaughter the animal, eat it, no problem. Ve'amre, and the people are going to say, ki haigavna, shara rav. Look, even such a mum, rav was matir. The people are going to think it's a regular mum, a mum over, because they don't know the mums. He knew so much about mumim, his psakim are going to cause shock to the people. And what are they going to come? They're going to come to make a mistake. The atul mishre mum over, and they're going to come to matir other type of mumim that are really not heterim. Which means, since he knows so much, far beyond anybody's logic, his psakim are going to come to be matir other things. Not him, but the people are going to say, "Wow, if this is mutar, then for sure this is mutar also." But they don't know the expertise like Rav does, so therefore they said, "You know what, Rav, don't be matir bechorot." Because we don't want the people to come to make mistakes. No, go to Rabba bar Hanna.
He might not know
what's right. He might be Mahmir. I don't care if he's Mahmir. Mahmir can't come to Isur. I'm worried about Rav's going to matir something. Yeah. And they say, oh, if this is Mutar, if this is a Mum, for sure this is a Mum. And he knows too smart. He knows why this is a Mum and that's not, but they don't know that. So if you know what? Leave it in the hands of Rabba bar Hanna. Better to be more Mahmir in this case. Okay, Gemara says, Yore. So they talk, can he give Isur Veter? Can he say, you know, Basab Harab, all these type of questions? He told them, why not Yore? So the Gemara says, Igamir, if he learned the laws, Rishuta Lamali Lemishkar. The Gemara is asking a question here. Since when do you need permission? You studied Yore Da'a? You know it good? Since when do you need permission from a rabbi to give halachot? If you know it, you know it. Now we take it for granted because we know already in our time, we have simicha, that even a rabbi that studies Yoreh De'ah, he's got to get permission from his rabbi. Yes, you know it, and we give you permission to Yoreh. That's what they call the simicha. When a person gets a simicha, they say, what type of simicha do you have? Yoreh. What does Yoreh mean? Yoreh. So the Gemara is asking, why? Why do you need permission? The Chaura, you know it. Don't give, you know, Talakha. So, you know why you need Simicha? Because the story that happened. Because of this story, that's why every rabbi needs Simicha. Because of the following story.
This is separate than how we did before.
Same story.
We established before that you need permission from the Nasir Rish.
That's for Dinei Mamonot. That's for Dinei Mamonot. We're talking about now for Isur Ve'eter, not Dinei Mamonot. You don't need a court even for Dinei Mamonot. A guy calls you up, the milk fell into the meat. Right. I just learned halakha. Well, you got a permission from your rabbi to say halakhot. What do I got permission for? I learned halakha, I know it. So Gemara says, because of the following story. Netanya. Pamachat halak Rabbi lemakom echad. Rabbi went to a certain place. V'ra'a b'nei Adam shemegabbelin isotehem betum'a. They were making dough, and the pots they were using were tameh. So, but these were people that were careful b'tahara usually. So he saw them using tameh pots. Amar dahem, he says, excuse me, b'pnei ma atem megabbelim isotehem betum'a. What are you doing? What are you making your dough in tameh pots? Amru lo. So they told the rabbi, no, we got it. We asked the rabbi already. Talmid echad balekad, one of your students came. Ve'ora lanu mebetzaim en machshirim. What's mebetzaim? Mebetzaim is water from the river or from the marsh, which means how are we making this dough? Not with regular rainwater or water from the well. We're using marsh water. Now, we know a law. I don't care if the pot is tameh. As long as everything is dry, tum'ah cannot transfer. You need to have a hechshir. There's seven liquids that are able to makhshir something to receive tum'ah. Yad, shahat, dam. Yad, shahat, dam. Yayin, dam. That's yad. Shahat, shemen, shemen zayin. Het is halav. Tet is tal. Yad, shahat, dam. Dvash and mayim. Oh, so they asked him, they said, Rabbi, is this okay? Ah, mebetzaim? No problem. Oh, they said, ah, mebetzaim? It's swamp water. Swamp water has dirt in it and sand in it. So we got a heter. But the rabbi didn't say that. What the rabbi said was, mebetzim. He said, the eggs, if you use eggs, the yellow of the egg is not makhshir for tum'ah. So, yeah, so they misheard him. He said, mebetzim. They understood him, mebetzaim. And as a result, they went and took this water. They used tameh pots. The stuff was really tameh. The student botched up because he didn't speak clearly. And he didn't say halakha, make sure that they understood what he was talking about. And not only that, but after he said it, they said, ah, you know what? He probably is relying on the following Mishnah. And they messed up on the Mishnah also. Well, what did the Mishnah say? Darash lehu. V'inu savur. They thought, mebetza'im ka'amar. They thought he said swamp water. V'ta'una mebeha. And they also made a mistake on the Mishnah. What does it say? Me Karmion. That's the waters, the Karmion River. Ume Figa, the Figa River. Pisulin. You're not allowed to use them. Mepne Shehem Me. Let's get the right word there. Me. Okay, we gotta go with the Rashi's. We're gonna go with the Rashi's text. Me Betzaim. Which means you cannot use these items over here. For what? For mehatat. What's mehatat? You have para'aduma. Para'aduma, you need water. Right? To mix it with. So Mishnah says, you can't go to those rivers to use the water. The marsh waters, no good for mehatat. So they said, v'inu sabu, they said like this, midlegabe hatat besile, if it doesn't work for hatat, it's not water. Torah says you need water. So for mehatat, it's not valid. So it's not water in Yan. Hikshir. So the Gemara says, Velahi. They're wrong on that. Hatam, the Inyan Khatat, Ma'inan Ma'im Hayim. When it comes to Mehatat, it's got to be water that's spring water, from a spring. So therefore, of course, marsh water is not going to be good. But when it comes to Hikshir, water is water. So that when the B heard this, the B said, not every student that knows halakha can be yore. Because look at this here. He said halakha, he wasn't careful the way he said it. They misunderstood him. They ended up coming to make the stuff betum'ah. He said betza'im. He said betzim. They heard betza'im. He didn't double check. Tana. Gazru. In that moment, I made a gezerah. Talmid, al yore ela imken notel reshut merabbo, finished. Because of this story, you need a semicha. Without this story, you know the halachot, you know them, you were tested, goodbye, go do it. But because of this, the rabbi has to see if the student is responsible, that he's going to be able to give the right answer without confusing them. Now look at the Tosafot for a second. Look at the second Tosafot. Ve'inu savur me betza'im. Tema. He'achta'u ben betzim le betza'im. That's a good question. It's a big difference. He said me betzim. I said, oh, did he say me betza'im? Well, betzim doesn't sound like betza'im. I give the student a little credit there. What was the mistake? So Tosfot says, "V'omer benutam de'inu savur de'me betzim de'ka'amar aynu me bitzim." But a chidik there, dechtiv haygaa gama beli bitza v'ta'u ben bitzim lebetzim. There's a pasuk that he quotes in Iyov. A bitza is a swamp. Also now, according to Zafo, we can understand the mistake. He said, me bitza. They understood him to say, me bitza. Okay, bitza, bitza, that's already close. And the pasuk in Iyov says that a swamp is called me bitza. So therefore, that's why they were able to make the mistake. In any event, the next Tosfot says, Pesulim le mechatat. The Im Tomar, Tosfot says, De beperek amukheret asafina, mashma, shehem naharot, de darshinan ve'an naharot yechoneneha, elu dalet naharot, yarden, yarmuch, karmion ufiga. Now if they're naharot, it's like spring. It's live water. Why should these waters, these rivers, be pasul for mechatat? Stop just for us a question. You tell me, oh, because you need rivers. Swamp is just static water. You need a river that's moving. But in Gemara Batras Mashma, that these rivers were moving. So therefore, the Chavra, why should we pasul for mechatat? So Tosfos says a Hiddush. V'mer ben utam, devadai neharotem. Ulfi she'en amayim tzonelin. It wasn't clear water. Ve'afar ve'tit me'urav bahem pesulin le'mechatat de'ave hatzitza ben mayim le'kelim uchtiv mayim chayim el keli. You're not allowed to have a hefsek between the water and the cup that you put it in. And since these waters, you're right, it was spring water. That's not the problem. If it's moving water, but there's a lot of sediments in the water and mud. And when you put it in the cup, there's a hefsek between the water and the cup. And it says, Mayim Hayim El Keli, that the water has to touch the walls of the cup. That's why Tosfot says, it's Pasul. Next story. Kabbalah says, Tanhum, Bere de Rabbi Amir. Tanhum, the rabbi, the son of Rabbi Amir. Ikla le Hatar. He got to the place called Hatar. The Rashli, he got up, he said, Rabotai, Mutal liltot hitin b'Pesach. You're allowed to soak wheat on Pesach. It's a hadush. Because if you soak the wheat for too long, they become hametz. Say, tell them now, just to soak them, to clean them off, to soak them in water a little, don't worry about it, we're not choshes, they become hametz. Amru lo, so they told him, Lav, Rav Mani, the Mansur. See? The Minsur. The Mani, the Mansur.
Everything's
in the what are you talking? There's a big rabbi over here in town. The Mani, the Mansur, from Sur. Vetanya, Talmid al Yure Halacha, Bimkom Rabbo. You're a student. You're not allowed to say Halacha if your rabbi is here. Ela imkera yara hok memenu shalosh parsaot. Unless there's a distance between you and your rabbi, three parsaot, keneged Mahane Israel. Mahane Israel is where the Jewish people camped in the Midbar. There was a lot of rabbis in Mahane Israel. But if they had a question, they had to go all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mahane Leviyah. They had to walk all the way over there, which was three parsaot long. So you see what? That even though they might have known halakha, but if your rabbi is within three parsaot, you have to... Now Moshe Rabbeinu's case was even more than three parsaot. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. But the point is they learned from here that what? That if your rabbi is within three parsaot, you can't say halakha. So again, this Rabbi Tanhum, he got up and said, Rabotai Mutar. But hey, what Mutar? There's Rabbi Mani the Mansur is over here. Yeah, he's the rabbi. You cannot say halakha in this place. Amadihu lava da'tai. I didn't know. Okay. So we learn from over here, halakha. Rabbi Iya hajalahu gabra dava ka'ebe beta kebarot. Another story. Now, this story, the way we have it in our text, doesn't fit into anything over here. We'll read it according to us, and then we'll read it as she. He has a different version, how this story fits in a little better. He saw a guy in a cemetery. Amar le, lav ben ish peloni kohen ata. Aren't you a kohen? Isn't your father a kohen? What are you doing in a cemetery? Amar le in. He told him, yes. Abu Dahu Gabra, the father of that guy, meaning himself, he's going to say something negative about his father, so he doesn't want to say it directly. He says, yeah, that guy's father, Giva inayim haba. He had Gava. His eyes were very high, meaning he did what he wanted to do. He went after his own eyes. Natan inab begirusha. He saw a divorcee, and he married her. He didn't care. He went after his eyes. Vihlilo. And therefore, I'm not a Kohen. Because the son of a divorcee that married a Kohen is a halal. So he's a regular Israel. So he told him, yeah, Hakam, you know, I'm really not a Kohen. My last name is Kohen, but I'm not a Kohen. Oh, now, what is this story about doing anything over here? So Rashi tells us, Rabbi Chiya Hazya, lo itparish lan mai ba'achacha. What is this story doing over here? V'nir'e be'inai, דה אתה לשמיעינן, אף אגב דרבי חייה תלמידו דרבי הבא ובמקומו דרבי הבא. רבי was in the town. So רבי is in the town, we just learned, he can't give halakha. What is he giving him halakha for? Hey, what are you doing in the cemetery? What are you talking about? Go let the rabbi judge. לא חלק לו כבוד לרבי מלהפריש זה מן האיסור. דלעניין הפרושה מאיסורה, אין כאן מורה הלכה, לפני רבו. The Gemara's Hadush is, when somebody's making an Isur, you stop the guy on the spot. You don't come along and say, well, I'm not the rabbi either. The guy's making Isur. The guy's walking in the cemetery. So when did we say that you have to give kavod to the rabbi? That's when you're giving halakha. Somebody comes, is it mutar? Go ask the rabbi. But if you see somebody eating taref, or you see a kohen in the cemetery, what are you going to wait? Wait to go to the rabbi? You got to stop him on the spot. So the hadush is that point. Some want to say, read the next part of Rashi. That's one version, which is a nice answer to what the story is doing over here. Ubasekat shvi'it Yerushalmi perek shalosh aratzot matzati bahu ovda Daud dekae bebet kevarot de lo gersinam bere v'chaya el rabbi hava ushne devrim alalu ra'a rabbi be'ako. This is going back according to that version of the B. Remember the B was the rabbi with the Bebetzim? Right? He saw a student that came and they misunderstood him. This also happened to the B. What happened? The Bebetzim emachshirim. We don't get a student to have a kabbet bet kevarot ela be'ako. The guy wasn't in a cemetery. The guy was in the city of Akko. Sheba Eres Yisrael. Ve'yesh ba Eres Amim. Akko is on the border. So part of Akko is Israel and part of Akko is Chutz La'aretz. Now he saw them standing on the border of Eretz Israel, and they were making dough. So he told them, hey, what are you doing? Because Chutz La'aretz is mekabel tumah. Chutz La'aretz, nothing to do with anything. He told them, Chutz La'aretz. So he's a student. The first case, mechila. The first case, like we learned, they were in Akko. So they're making the thing betumah. So he told them, what? Oh, the student told us betzaim is okay. After that story, what happened? He saw him standing outside of the borders of Israel. Amalo, Varehu Zeris Amim, Shigazu Alea Tuma, Kemet the Kivarot. Amare, La Benish Cohen, Kupiloni Ani, the Kakus Tuma, Simano Zeitze. Both stories happened with a bee, both were related to Tuma. The first case was they were making dough with Tuma, and the second case you saw a Kohen in the same area. In Akko, but he was across the border. He told me, hey, you're in Hosaris. Hosaris is Tameh, like a cemetery. Hey, he told him. So it's back to back the B stories according to that verse.
Same guy according to that verse.
Same story. Comes the Gemara and says, one more point. Is it the same Kohen? No, it's the same Kohen. No, Otto Kohen. That's Kohen. That's Kohen. Okay. One more point in the Gemara. Shita le palga haka amar de mahani. When a rabbi gives partial rulings or partial license, it works. Where do you see a partial license? He told them yore ve'al yatir bechorot, meaning you can give a student partial ability. For this you can give halachot. For this you can le palga fehef. But let's say you make a condition. Could you make conditions? For example, you could give rulings so long as this. Could you put a stipulation in the ruling? Could you put a time limit? You could say halachot for 6 months. Could you put a condition like that? Tashema. Ta'amale Rabbi Yohanan Nirav Shaman. Rabbi Yohanan told Rabbi Shaman. He was going to Bavid. You have permission to say halachot until you come back. Once you come back, then we already have to judge it again. So you see what? He gave him a heter, but he put a stipulation. Read the Rashi. Rashi says, lepalga, first white line. Kegon rav, diavel rushutan lemedan velo lehatir bechorot. Al tenai, kegon ad shana. For Achna time, can you give him like a year license, 2 year license? My mani betokas man. Although maybe once you give him a license that has a time limit, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe tonight it doesn't work. Rav Shaman, kashya poresh b'menu v'yored b'vanchlan. Shaman went to Babel. Reshutenu, reshut netuna lecha ledun. You have reshut as long as you're there. Once you come back, then we start all over again. Baruch Adonai.